Energy, strength, and ability follow good intention. Peace of mind follows good intention. Good intention comes out of surrender. That sweet surrender. So, actually, that I'm going to, from there, kind of pick up my story. I told you guys last night my story, but, you know, just to kind of let the commuters know, okay, I was the classic material world girl. That's where I picked it up. I was plagued with jealousy toward a beautiful, talented sister, and consumed with judgment, criticism, ulterior motives, and passive-aggressive behavior. You know, as Bill W. says, it's what we perceived it to be. It was our, it's our interpretation in Freedom from Bondage. She talks about, I am the result of the way I reacted as a child. There I am. Boy, boy, did I react. Well, anyway, but I want to tell you when my first real, in recovery, the real, like, oh my God, happened. What the hell was that? My shot. Well, it was in 1999. Remember I had the mean sponsor? The one that I chose because if I didn't, I wasn't going to stay? Well, she told me that I needed to go to that retreat in, not retreat, but convention in Victoria. And it was like, well, they are going to stay at the Empress. Okay. So I go to Victoria. And on that trip, by the way, I got to know in my heart, because those people had their hearts open. I didn't. But they had their hearts open. And I got to know people that were in my meetings. And I knew this much about those people, that I never wanted to share until after they had shared, because my higher power spoke through them. That much I knew. But I didn't really open my heart to their hearts. And going to something, whether it's a retreat or a convention or world service, it does that. It does that. Well, anyway, so there's this, you know, speaker, and she was from, like, back east, and, you know, had lots of recovery, and, you know, she was really good. And so she gets up there. She starts talking about the child in her. And then she starts talking about the little girl in her. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, get this woman out of here. What is she talking about? I didn't have any idea. She would talk about how she had so much fun, and she would wear, actually this part of my presentation to you was supposed to be last night, and I had really good colorful socks, because she would talk about colorful socks. And every time she came out, she would show off her sock. And I just had no idea what she was talking about. And actually, I was a little bit in that defiance, grandiosity kind of mindset as she was saying these things, like, get her out of here. Why'd they choose her? Well, and then it got worse. Some lady walks in, and she has a teddy bear. The dumbest thing I ever saw. And she sits in the front row hugging this teddy bear. Golly! Then the lady, as she's speaking, says, I want you to love that little girl in you. I want you to accept and nurture everything that happened to her. I want you to give her a hug. And she had us all do this. Give yourself a hug. It feels so good. Am I right? Oh my God. Well, but it didn't feel that good to me. I went back and I thought, oh my God, well, I'm glad I got out of that, but at least I did what my sponsor said. So I came back and it started coming back. The little girl. What was that about? What was happening? So I suddenly, slowly, started to listen to that person. And remember I referred to my beautiful sister last night? The one with all the talent? The one that wasn't ill? I mean, was ill, and I wasn't aware of what she was going through. I was so full of my little selfish self that I was just, oh my God, poor me. I had to go to those relatives that drank all the time and they scared me to death. Poor me. And that little girl, when I started to think, that was hard. That was damned hard. Things are hard. If you have a person that physically is more attractive than you around your age group when you're a child, it's hard. It is hard. Because what does our society do? Our society has an expectation that's phenomenal. And I grew up in the time that they had the Donna Reese show and the Loretta Young show and the, you know, that was the big joke. You'd get a picture of Elizabeth Taylor because she would change her hair quite often. And she was the beauty. And you take the picture into the beauty shop and say, I want to look like her. Cut my hair like her. I mean, it was just the truth of it. It was, when my sister got married, we all went downtown that morning to get our hair done. And I'm 15 when she got married, by the way. And so we all come back, and my aunt says, oh, they all call me Ann. Nobody calls me Ann now, but they all called me Ann. She says, oh, Ann, didn't they have time to do your hair? Yeah, yeah. I had this memory, and I don't, it may have happened once, because you know what they say, you know what she said in Freedom from Bondage. It's what our perception was. But I had this memory in my head that would always come to me. We would go to visit the relatives that drank and were very scary for me. And as we walked in, they would say, or said once maybe, Judy has gotten so beautiful. Hi, Ann. Has she gained weight? Yeah. So, you know, that's damned hard. And that's the truth of it is. And that's what this program does. It teaches me to be okay with that. That's what it was. And I can be strong today. I can be free today. I can love others today. I can love my sister today. And that's the key to me of what that lady in Victoria that I thought was so silly. And actually, at that convention that Sharon was talking about, a very dear friend hadn't got a room. And I said, I'll share my room with you. Okay. So we go in, and she gets out these funny little teddy bears. And they little tiny cute teddy bears, and she puts them on her dresser. And I said, oh, are those your grandchild? No, they're mine. I always want to be a part of being young and free and that child in me. I respected this woman so much. I respected her before, and I loved her and respected her even more after that.